Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We said he's Stargate. And again, we're on Rumble, YouTube sometimes, and we're on everywhere. But you can just type in He Said He's Stargate and find us. And we have He Said He's Stargate TV as well. Check that out. There's some great stuff on there. But anyway, this is a must read for all in positions of leadership. So I'm sure I'll get into deeper shit than I already am in for this show, but here goes. All right. So in deep meditation, I was communicating with the ascended masters and the beautiful many servants of the absolute. God, creator, great spirit, it goes by many names in many cultures. These communications include many spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations. Now, so before I continue, I want to tell you a little bit about myself, my least favorite topic, and I offer this in humility only for understanding of where I'm coming from. At the age of 5, I was dying of bronchial pneumonia. A beautiful woman appeared to me several times and brought me back from death's door. I found out later it was Mother Mary, and by the way, who's not Catholic. She's a universal being here for all the children. Masters, saints, and sages are not owned by religions, churches, or cultures. You know, we have to ask, was Jesus Catholic? You know, was Christ, was Christ Christian? You know, it's like, was Buddha a Buddhist? No, religions came later. And all of the masters practice and taught universal law. So all the masters are unified here for everyone working arm in arm in the heavens. I had another NDE at the near-death experience at the age of 25, where I was caught by 27-foot-tall sneaker waves in the ocean. You know, it was a drowning where I went through the tunnel to the golden white light known as the plane of bliss. So when you do cross over, don't stop to talk. You know, you're going to see relatives and things like that. Just focus on love and joy and bliss and go as high as you can. You can always come back. And there's a lot of issues around the tunnel and everything else. But to me, you know, I end up in the plane of bliss, which I was fine with hanging out there. So anyway, after recovering, I studied for over 48 years with elders of all nations, various methods of prayer, meditation, process-oriented therapies, you know, transcended all culture and religious boundaries, communicating directly with the absolute and the beautiful many that are in service to the creator within all creation. With these communications came solutions to the pain, suffering, and ills of humanity. I'm very grounded, as well as realizing humanity and the earth need grounded solutions. First and foremost, we need to implement universal law, toss out all previous laws that conflict with universal law. It's through complicated laws, rules, regulations that corrupt and evil thrive, stay hidden, and prosper at the expense of humanity and the earth. Universal law is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Joshua ben Joseph, known as Jesus, said, on these two laws lie all the laws and the prophets. Love God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. The solutions have always been simple. In the Cherokee tradition, it said, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. Period. You know, we're not being governed by these principles. So anyway, applying universal law individually and collectively will solve all the ills of our present civilization. Going against universal law has created all the wars, plagues, poverty, gross uneven dispersal of wealth, you know, all this. We live in an abundant universe. Nature provides an abundance. And there are natural laws like action, reaction, what some call karma, that keeps things in check. A little slower than I would like, but you know, yet it seems patience is an attribute in the heavenly realms. Those who act against universal law will see the reaction to their actions accelerated and amplified in the days to come. I hate to say it, sound like a broken record, but that's what we're going through. Like everything is being revealed. And all the pain, suffering, and loss bestowed upon others will come back to the bestower. So when you cross over in your light review, you get to feel and experience all the pain and suffering and whatever you've done to others. You have to feel that to get into the higher planes and understand it. And so a lot of people are just I don't know. I don't think they can handle their own light review when this goes off. So, anyway, we're living through the last waltz of the tyrants because the tyrants and enslavers, with their manufactured lack, have gone against universal law. Their gain was ill-gotten, and they're going to lose everything because that's just the way it works. They're not frequency specific to humanity and the Earth's ascension process, which is well underway. And as I said before, we are moving through a highly energized place in space. The sun is reacting to this with solar flares and CMEs, coronal mass ejections like never before, the Schumann resonance off the scale. And there's also incoming energies orchestrated by the source itself. With light, with the light comes consciousness. All of this is the result of incoming higher consciousness moving down through the vibrational continuum. Coming from the source, whatever you name you want to give it, all the way down through all the planes, all the dimensions to the physical. That's what we're experiencing right now. Anyway, higher civilizations operating under universal law are also part of this process, and they're exponentially appearing in your heavens right now. These are not to be confused with satanic, Luciferian, demonic, degenerate ETs referred to as the Orion Alliance, many comprised of negative reptilians and grays. They and their human puppets are being removed. The return of these advanced off-worlders is also not to be confused with the drones and the false images and the blue beam holograms or other misuses of technology released on the ignorant masses. Paradise, Lahaina, LA fires, other disasters, hurricane enhancement and steering, creating massive floods, high winds, including devastating fires, are the result of an abuse of power and misuse of technology by the fallen elite and dark forces. If they can accelerate these and intensify them, they can also decelerate them and de-intensify them, is if there is a word, I don't know. They can actually turn them off, shut them down. So why aren't they? You might want to think about that. So it's part of their population reduction program, clearing the way for smart cities for the enslaved worker bees with total control of every aspect of their lives. That's what you're seeing unfold. That's the motive. That's the end goal of these genocidal maniacs, basically. There are questions that need answers. Why did the first three fires all start at once? I mean, there's satellite footage of fires all starting at the same time. Why are the trees untouched next to entire housing tracts burnt to the ground, defying all physics? Why were cars and metal melted? No brush or forest fire can reach the temperatures necessary for this to happen. Why are the blue cars, blue objects spared, like houses with blue roofs, blue cars and umbrellas like in Lahaina? How did bridges melt with surrounding trees and bushes untouched? Guardrails melted with the wood intact. This is a byproduct of microwaves, dews, directed energy weapons. So why was the water cut off, a recurring event during these fires? Why did Gavin Newsom cut, I think it was $101 million, to the Forest Department for fire abatement? Where did the multi-billion-dollar bond money passed in 2014 go to build new reservoirs? Reservoirs that were never built. Why was the Palisades Reservoir empty due to repair that took forever to fix? It was just put on the back burner. I think it was over a year ago that they said there's a leak in the liner and they were supposed to fix it like ASAP. So anyway, why is California not allowing fully loaded water with water fire trucks from Arizona and Oregon in because of emission standards? I mean, you can't make this stuff up. If you want a recipe for disaster, just watch the Democrats. I know there's rhinos in there too, but just watch. They've got it mastered. They know exactly how to create a total disaster out of anything they touch. It's just unbelievable. My question is, why is the mainstream media ignoring all of this? Is this total and complete incompetence or by design? What will it take for humanity to wake up and acknowledge the obvious? How bad does it have to get? I just see people, they have cognitive dissonance and it's right in their face and they just can't get it. They don't want to get it because they don't want to accept how corrupt and rotten things are. But anyway, The reason we have so much inhumanity is because of non-human interference for over 450,000 years in recorded history, with the fallen Anunnaki and other negative, unseen, seen and unseen negative influences. So the second major event historically set into motion by these dark forces was the fall of Atlantis. So they had the fallen Anunnaki that made a mess of everything, 450,000 years ago. And then the next one was the fall of Atlantis. So Atlantis and Lemuria or Mu were Palladian colonies, one of which became infiltrated by the dark forces. Atlantis used its technology against Lemurians and other civilizations operating under universal law. They melted down their cities using beam weapons. Now, is this sounding familiar? Is this like Atlantis 2.0 that we're experiencing? So we're repeating that cycle, using technology for war, dominion over others, spying, taking away basic freedoms, rather than the betterment of humanity and the earth. The draconian law we have been under is a direct result of this. It's the antithesis of universal law. And this is all coming to a close. The traumatic birth of a whole new world is what we're now experiencing. So there is God, Creator, Great Spirit, the Ascended Masters, the Higher Councils, Pleiadian, Orion Council of Light, Sirian, Andromedan Council is the highest. The Andromedans are 8 to 10 feet tall. They have magnetized light bodies. They live in a holographic light universe. They're mythologically known as archangels. So this is what is behind the ascension process and return to universal law. It's an unstoppable force. And we're right in the middle of this right now. That's how everything's coming unglued. So nobody said it was going to be easy. Anyway, these ships are appearing in your skies, and those who have pure intent, a loving heart, and an open mind, those who have risen in frequency necessary for contact with higher frequency beings, are being contacted, some knowingly, some not knowing. Where the higher consciousness and energy is coming from. A lot of people think they're talking to Jesus or Mary or other masters, and they could very well be, but a lot of them are talking to Palladians and Sirians, feline beings, and Orion Council of Light, which are very busy right now because they've already had their wars in Orion and they're coming here to help us. Palladians, a lot of people think they're talking to angels and they're actually talking to a Palladian. I'm not saying they're not talking to angels, I'm just saying. Most of us don't know where the information is coming from, just as we don't know where the negative thoughts are coming from that inspire us to do acts against universal law. So anyway, the lack of morality and integrity explains why ufology, a controlled narrative riddled with planned opposition, has failed for over 80 plus years to bring understanding concerning UFOs. This is like a broken record. We still know, but they're not telling us who are they? Why are they here? What are their technological advances? Are some of them our ancient ancestors? How can other spiritually and technologically advanced civilizations help humanity? I mean, this is all forbidden to talk about in the UFO community. Anyway, none of these questions have been answered, and if we continue, we'll never get answered. So we can't give our power away to these agencies and institutions anymore. They change UFOs to UAPs to be unburdened from what has been, censorship by any means necessary, including deadly force on witnesses, experiencers, and contactees needs to be addressed. This also explains why most of your leadership have failed to have contact and bring reunification with the greater family of man. Advanced beings that have transcended war, disease, poverty with fuelless energy, anti-counter-gravity, med beds, technologies that would look like magic to the uninformed. Contact with these beings would mean an end to the controllers, the enslavers, the manufactured lack, an end in, to tyranny in general. So it would definitely end the war on disease profiteers. So this is why contact has been delayed for now. Real disclosure will come from the skies, and it is happening now. We are now choosing our fate. Are we going to align with universal law, end war, disease, poverty, the manufactured lack, end the perpetuated fear and division? Are we going to take the upward spiral in evolution, live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature? Are we going to take the downward spiral, go down with the beast? Those that are self-serving operate against universal law and unsustainable path, ending in total social, economic, and environmental collapse. That's where that side of the fence is going, you know. So the increase of war, disease, artificial plagues, famine, poverty will all be the inevitable end of this civilization if not checked. And right now we're going through a 5D chess game, and they are being checked. So anyway, that choice is up to us individually and collectively. So it comes down to two things: love and lack of love, service to others or self-service, the separation and divisions of religions, cultures and genders, or cooperation and unity. Those are the choices we're all going to have to make in the days to come. So, are we allowing morally and integrity bankrupt leadership to rule us with their weaponized agencies? Or are we going to find the courage to rise up and stand on our own divinity? Are we going to give away our power to those who do not deserve it? Or are we going to support those that are empowering us, freeing us individually and collectively? And these are all challenges facing this civilization. And, you know, I think if any of you are watching these Senate hearings, you can really see who's who and who's trying to cover their butts and everything else. So anyway, just watch these things, and the people that are attacking the candidates that Trump's chosen for different offices, watch these people. The ones that are attacking the most have the most to hide, and they've got a lot to hide, and I think that's all going to come out. So anyway, we have transcended all. You know, we have to transcend all religious and cultural boundaries, choose universal law, God, Creator, Great Spirit's law, forgive, heal the past. There's one source, the wellspring of all life from which we all sprang forth. In this, we are family. It's time to act as such. We need to live according to universal law as examples, hold our leadership accountable to universal law locally and globally. Be of service to humanity, the earth, practice kindness. Know where your guiding thoughts are coming from. Like I said before, a lot of us are being inspired by unseen negative influences, even technology. You know, they have computer-to-brain technology that they can broadcast and make a whole town go crazy if they want and start fighting and flipping out, you know. And so we need to realize a lot of the thoughts that are coming into us aren't ours, and there's ways of clearing and shielding from that. It's called self-mastery, something we teach at the ranch. So we're constantly bombarded with social engineering, other harmful manipulating frequencies, and only in nature can you be in your own energies. So it's time to wake up, rise up, and make Earth great again. It's a global event. Now, for a more earthy approach with physical solutions, a lot of people say, oh, this is airy-fairy, but how do we deal with this and this and this? And so we'll give you some solutions. And I have a few suggestions, which I hope are already in motion. Anyway, number one, restore the republic and constitutional law. The Constitution was inspired by the heavens. It aligns with universal law. It was designed to, you know, it was designed for true freedom, freedom-loving peoples, to keep us out of the hands of tyranny. And so we need to create a task force to eliminate all trespasses on constitutional law down to the local level. I mean, I'm seeing it on the local level where I'm at. It's unbelievable what these people are doing. It's insane. So we need to give this task force the authority to hold personally responsible all officials for abuses of power and trespasses against constitutional law. Release all parties of victimless crimes, the January 6th political prisoners, replace them with those that unjustly incarcerated them, lied and deceived the public. This includes those that participated in the January 6th event, masquerading as Trump supporters, FBI, Antifa, any other government assets, all the way to the top. You know, we need to just do a major investigation of this. I think it's already happening. So karmically, they conspired to take away your freedom, incarcerate the innocent. You know, turnabout's fair play, basically. So release all other victims of the weaponized agencies with restitution. So there's a lot of people in jail, and all they did was research and found out that there's so much corruption and there's so much unlawful activity, you know, that's being done, and they stood up against it, and now they're in jail. And so these people need to be let out. It's a victimless crime. All they did was call them out for injustice and unlawful activity, basically. So anyway, we need to do a major investigation into all assassination attempts. Who were the assassins in communication with? Who was funding them? Who either failed or purposely allowed them to come so close? We know nothing about these guys. It's like, we have these bombers and these truck bomber guys and the guy in New Orleans, all this stuff. All of a sudden we know all about these people, but all the other assassins, they're gone. They're just like faded away. Like what happened? We need to like get back into that. So anyway, we need to do a major investigation into the Paradise, Lahaina, and LA fires. Was weather warfare, do weapons, arson involved? There were 20 people caught and arrested in LA for starting them, and some are already released. We need to look at that. They just granted all of these illegal aliens amnesty, the get out of jail free card, and they're catching some of them actually lighting the fires. So what was the deal made? We're gonna okay, if you get light these fires for us, and if you get arrested, don't worry, you've got the card. You got to look into this. Investigate why the insurance companies canceled policies months, some days before the fire. Look for the common denominators and unnatural events, spontaneous fires starting all at the same time, as shown by satellite videos, with some starting inside of track homes, probably due to smart meters as established in the Paradise fires. So, a lot of these fires, the houses weren't burning from the top down, they're burning from the inside out. And there's a lot of videos, you can see on that. Mel Gibson just released a statement spilling the beans on the fires and other disasters, including the endless wars, as a plan being carried out by the global elites, Agenda 21, now Agenda 30. It's the old you will own nothing and be happy program. So now a lot of people own nothing, but they're very unhappy. And many still have not connected the dots, making cognitive dissonance epidemic, basically. So the only happy ones are those set to make billions on the smart cities after the land is cleared. So always follow the money. Who's profiting? It's called disaster capitalism. Melted metal defying science, guided hurricanes, artificially generated high winds, raising the destruction factor exponentially. The flooding, all this needs to be investigated. Weather warfare, directed energy weapons, paid arsonists, in many cases, can only be the cause or explain a lot of these unnatural events. So anyway, we are going through major changes, and I'm sorry, climate change is not the answer. You can't blame all this on climate change, especially the complete incompetence on every level that we saw played out here. That's not climate change. That's DEI change, basically. So anyway, we need to investigate any previous diabolical plans, pre-existing models for smart cities, politicians involved, show the motive for creating these disasters. Why were millions of dollars taken away from Forestry Service for fire abatement? Where did the $101 billion bond go from 2014 to build new reservoirs? Where did the high-speed rail money go? The fires miraculously cleared a path for it, just like Australia. Wow, imagine that. Maybe we should investigate the fire. The fire's conscious and has some diabolical plan. Anyway, we know what the plan is. Anyway, we have to ask, where did all the money go and why was nothing built? And you're going to find it goes into a lot of pockets, and that has to be checked into. We need to do a major investigation into chemtrails, the fog, aka geoengineering. Why are heavy metals, graphene, chemicals, biologicals, nanotech found in the geoengineering, aka chemtrails and fog? Who's funding it? Who's carrying it out? And what are the effects on the people? Do we even have an Air Force? Doesn't look like it. Looks like somebody else has our Air Force. Is it run by some other nefarious organization? Sure, looking that way. Maybe Peter Hegseth can answer these questions, much to the chagrin of the TDS Democrats, holier-than-thou virtual signaling with their billion-dollar legal fund to take care of any sexual improprieties. All Peter would have to do is pull out the list, and publicly read it, and all of a sudden, wow, he'd be confirmed really quick. Anyway, if America is going to regain its freedom, we'll have to abolish the Federal Reserve and the IRS, the biggest terrorists and enslavers on the planet. They've been weaponized against churches, conservatives, anyone that questions or challenges the last administration. That explains all the harassment we've been getting. We've been censored, demonetized, social media accounts taken down, lost bank accounts, threats too numerous to mention at the behest of our own government. Basically, they're UN assets, collectors for the globalists, the international bankers, increasing the debt beyond any ability to repay, creating an unbearable burden on the American people by design. It's called slavery 3.0. So let me repeat that for those with cognitive dissonance. Neither the Federal Reserve or the IRS are federal. They are international bankers and their collection apparatus. They're based in Puerto Rico and on another island as well, and not even in the US. And they just lost in the Supreme Court a major case concerning their authority and legitimacy. So that's soon to be unsealed. Can't come soon enough for me. And that'll bring an end to this nightmare. So if anybody has that case number, I'd love to get it because it's a Supreme Court case. It's sealed right now. It needs to be unsealed. And it's been totally scrubbed off the air by YouTube and Facebook. Oh, go figure. Anyway, as a minister very aligned with the Mary and divine feminine energies, I take exception to the 300,000 missing kids, child, drug, and sex trafficking causing the death of millions of innocent people globally. USA Inc. is the biggest child, drug, and sex trafficker in the world, which is why the open border policies, allow this, forcing ministers or anyone of moral integrity to pay and fund child, drug, and sex trafficking, the bogus wars killing innocent men and women and children, massive legal expenses to cover up pedophilia and other sex offenses by politicians, forcing us to pay for maiming children for life with gender change operations, even criminals in jail, flooding our country with illegal immigrants, unvetted criminals, creating the exponential increase in crime, rapes and murders, the heavy-handedness and extreme censorship by the last administration. All of this is the real crime. Why aren't we going after these guys that were involved in all of this? Why are we going after churches and conservative people and people that don't want to play that game, basically? So how can these people consider themselves virtuous of high morals and integrity when they're the brute squad for this other stuff? So, it is criminal to force someone to participate in a crime, which is what they're doing by making voluntary taxes, according to Section A in their own code, involuntary, using the color of law to harass, prosecute those of high morals and integrity against constitutional law. Whatever happened to the separation of church and state? They are an abomination to freedom and a threat to anyone of moral integrity with the courage to speak out. They've had several senators say, hey, we have to stop this heavy-handed stuff because taxes are voluntary. And if we continue with this, people are going to no longer volunteer paying their taxes. And, many speakers have talked about this recently. I don't know who the woman was, but she said, we have to prosecute anybody that doesn't pay their taxes because they're involuntary, and if we don't prosecute them, they won't voluntarily pay their taxes. She said that, like, I think it was either the House or Congress, I don't know where it was, this woman actually said that their taxes are involuntary, and we're going to have to prosecute everybody because they won't pay their taxes. Now, that to me sounds pretty unlawful. And I think they should go to jail for that. Anyway, after the shutdown of the IRS, funds, all assets collected by the IRS unjustly need to go back to the Treasury for disbursement, back to the people, along with all the ill-gotten gain by the global elite involved in criminal activities. This includes, child drug and sex trafficking. Trump passed a law that their assets can be, taken and sent back to the Treasury prior to pay for the fix up of all this stuff. So anyway, we can use tariffs and a flat tax or luxury tax to take care of the needs of a much smaller, efficient federal government, something Elon Musk and Vivek are going to do for us. The future is going to be so abundant, taxes will be unnecessary. And you can't wrap your head around, you really think about it, how much of your check goes to taxes, not just income taxes. We're talking about sales taxes, this tax. There's tax on everyday land tax. You're multiply taxed. It says there won't be any double taxation, but we are triple, quadruple taxed, Anyway, so there's going to be a great leveler in the future. I'll talk about that later. But we really need some people to bring this up and straighten it out. And I think we have the right team to do this. So I don't see this going on much longer, basically. So we need to create term limits for all politicians. No inside stock trading for politicians. Put at least a 5-year stop on getting high-paid positions in the war on pharmaceutical industries after leaving office. Also investigate any kickbacks and contributions from the war on pharmaceutical industry to politicians who push wars and mandated vaccinations. I get in trouble for saying that one, but investigate the contributions from other hostile countries and billionaire eugenicists with a proven history of creating division, supporting violence, and destroying lives. This is called genocide with a lot of this stuff. We need to investigate and create an accounting for all aid to other countries, where the money was spent, and who benefited. There also needs to be an investigation into Soros-backed politicians and DAs. He's made it very clear his greatest accomplishment will be taking down America. He worked for the Nazis as a kid, basically. He financed Antifa and BLM, and they're responsible for many of the riots, loss of businesses, injuries, and deaths. So it sure looks like a major conspiracy there. A big RICO violation could even fall into treason with a lot of this. And he also financed a lot of the DA's lawfare against Trump. So anyway, all of this needs to be investigated. Go Pam Bondi. That woman, I tell you, talk about something that other women should look up to. I mean, I'm not going to say her age. She's older than she looks, put it that way. She's beautiful and she's brilliant. And she's just, these are the idols we need to, we stop this Hollywood crap. Most of these people in Hollywood and are not what you think. And that's all, we're finding that out with the Epstein Diddy stuff, politicians, everything. Nothing's as we've seen. Your idols shouldn't be them. Your idols should be people that are morally and integrally solid, and that are, acting under universal law or the Constitution, and people that are standing up for the little guy, standing up for the basics. Those are the people that should be our idols, if you need an idol. But if you want to idolize something, idolize the God within you. Become one with it. Here's another one, getting down to earth again. End all Green New Deal funding based on false science. The Arctic has 26% more ice. We're entering into a mini ice age. Polar bears have drastically increased in population. Plymouth Rock is at the same level it was when the pilgrims first stepped on it. Globalists, those pushing the Green New Deal, have a massive carbon footprint with beachfront properties, proving they don't even believe their own false data and false science. It's called adjusted data. It's not the raw data they're using. They adjusted it to fit their goals. So this is all total hypocrisy. So we have to end the massive redistribution of wealth to the globalists and return it to those in need. Hurricane flooding, fire victims, America first, then globally. We need to take care of our borders first and our people before securing borders and investing in wars around the world. As we speak, they're granting illegal aliens immunity, granting get out of jail free cards to rapists, murderers, terrorists, many violent criminals, including, unvetted getaways. It's the Biden administration is flying plane loads into LAX and other airports in secret using private docks and then busing them to other locations, other states. Again, little or no vetting. In many cases, it's creating an extreme culture clash, and it's also putting a heavy, heavy burden on our infrastructure, which is by design. Think about Soros and these global elite. Their main goal in life is to take down America, destroy America, so they can come in and take over as the new world order. And they create the problem, and then they act like they're the solution, and then they own you. So anyway, just be aware of that. You're going to see that try to unfold. It's going to crash, though. We need to do an in-depth investigation into who actually started these foreign wars, with all countries having a voice. In most cases, it was our own rogue agencies, NATO and the UN, not what we were told. Did you know Osama bin Laden was from Afghanistan? And we supposedly killed him two or three times. And snipers with him in their sights were ordered to stand down. And there were no weapons of mass destruction. Only sprinkler pipes professed to be weapons. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. So why the Iraqi war? Was it part of the long-term plan already established to take down other countries, as many generals have testified? Did reinforced steel buildings fall in their own footprint because of a plane? Why are there pictures of Jewish art students with blast fuses sitting on the table in the Twin Towers? Science and architects say it's impossible to take down not one, but three buildings with two plane strikes. The Empire State Building was hit by a plane, suffering little damage. The steel cage within the building does not allow a collapse. It has to be taken out. So educate yourself. Look at all the evidence and past histories of false flags used to start wars in foreign countries. If you printed all the conspiracy theories in a book, you would find out they were just the news, months or years in advance. So anyway, we need to create a re-education program for schools and colleges using real science, raw, unadjusted data, teach the real history of Earth, the suppressed archaeological findings without political or religious influence. Just the facts, ma'am. That's it. Use our brightest minds for curing disease, solving energy and pollution problems. They should not be snatched up by the war industries to create more powerful and destructive weapons in an endless cycle of genocide. Focus primarily on defense. We do not have an apartment of offense. Our soldiers should not be used as cannon fodder in foreign wars, having nothing to do with us. They would be better utilized in disaster relief. Think about this. I mean, they're really needed, in North Carolina and Florida and now California. That's where they're most needed. And they would all love to jump in and clean things up. So I know they would just be gung-ho on that. So any multi-billion dollar jets are obsolete with the advancement of drones, lasers, surface-to-air missiles, handheld technology capable of shooting them down. It makes no sense financially or militarily. So I'm all for advanced technology used in public transportation, space exploration, space force using anti-gravitic technology. This is where the funds and energies need to be redirected, and actually for the betterment of humanity. So real security comes through peace, healing, releasing the past, and coming together under universal law. Universal peace will not come through the governments and the religions. It'll come through the hearts and minds of the people. People who are done with the divisions of wayward religions and governments inspiring division, hate, and war. The bearded little g gods from the past in many religions were based on were far from perfect. It's our destiny to join the greater family of man and woman throughout the multiverse. It's the multidimensional universe that we live in. So we are not and have never been alone. And it's time to rise to the occasion. The great reveal, the separation between the wheat and the chaff, has begun. In modern times, it's social engineered, moral and integrity challenge, woke and their puppet masters versus the moral and integrity gifted operating under universal law, universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity. All right. I ended it with the beginning. It's not the end, it's the beginning. So anyway, this is dedicated to the awakening and healing of humanity, the earth, body, mind, and spirit. And if you want to find out more, go to, eseti.org and check out the radio shows, As You Wish Talk Radio, BBS Radio, or eSETI Stargate Radio, or eSETI Stargate TV, and you can find more. So it looks like I'm going to have to be canceling this out right now. I mean, that's all I have to say. It's quite a rant. And I know that the people are just done with all this heavy-handedness and the weaponization of the agencies. And, we need to get in there and shut this down immediately. And I know there are a lot of people that are at the point of no more, and they're not gonna wait any longer. So we need to do this quick and put an end to this nonsense. Get back to the Constitution and universal law. So on that note, I'm gonna sign off. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you all soon. Hey, hopefully on the other side of this, we'll have Trump in office and everybody will be confirmed, and he can get busy with those executive orders. And I know I just gave him a list of what to do. I'm sure he's getting ready to do it. Anyway, on that note, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and stay grounded and know that this too shall pass. This is just a phase we're going through. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Massive.
Wow.
There's a massive power up?
There's three of them.
There's three?
Oh my god, man.
Oh, there are.
Yeah, hold.
You getting the dungeon?
Yeah, I got him.
Let me get it through that.
Yeah.
Whoa, this one's powered up. Oh yeah, got it.
Rita, let me see it.
Oh my god, got it.
Big boy.
They faded out. The lead guy faded.
Where'd the other one go? Oh, I got the other one coming in. Maybe the back one will power up.
Oh, he powered up.
You got it, man?
Yeah, I got it.
I definitely see it. Right up there for anybody
that's nice and low. Well, that thing just speeded up. Yeah, it just sped up all of a sudden. It's like, it's kind of driving crazy. It's powering up. It's getting brighter. It's way too low for a satellite.
That thing is low.
Oh, look at this. It's
going to power up. We got it. Nice. Got the power up.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Oh, God. I got this. This is amazing.
This is amazing. Yeah. That's a Billy Moore. Right?
I got it. I got that all the way.
I just spilled my coffee.
You know, that filled the whole screen.
When you see my clothes, it was coffee.
I think you got a little too excited on that.
That was epic.
In there.
Massive. Massive.
There's the tree.
There's two coming
there.
Together.
There's another one. Look.
Where?
Right there. Up and left.
Oh, one coming from the other.
Oh, they're going to come. Yeah, right there.
I can see them making the monkeys.
I don't get. Oh, yeah. I got it. Look at this. Here's the cross.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Holy shit.
One's powered. Oh, they powered up. They got brighter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is powered up. Look.
One on the right bigger, too.
It's powering up. Oh, yeah. Keep going. Come on. Oh, yeah. I got them both. They're crossing.
Let's see
what happens. Look at that. See that? Look, I got them both in there.
Right above us. Big power up.
Gonna power up. Oh, another one. Damn. Another one powered up right above us.
Those two just crossed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know which one to film. Oh, there's another one. Hey, there's one coming right towards it. There's one underneath it. They're crossing. It's speeding up, though. Look at it. It's going a lot faster. It is right there. Light it. Oh, two. Look at that. They just crossed. See that? They just crossed, two of them.
Dude, that was sick.
Oh, another one. Another one just crossed right above it. There's a speedy one going over the top of it. Oh, check this out. There's a little one coming right on the tail of the other one. No, I got it. I got it on film.
I'm seeing a couple of those orange flashes.
It's straight, a little bit towards the mountain. It's in a cloud and it's flashing. Nice. Thank you. Oh, it's getting brighter. Thank you. Oh yeah, I see it. It's flashing. Wow, there's nothing where it's flashing. You can't see it. It has no, it's just flashing out of nowhere. Okay,
there's the house, the trees. Things right over the house. You see it? Right, it powered up right over us. It's doing it again. It was huge. It was massive.